Now, for in and around the region, looking at news from across the across our Pacific region now, and Mabel, the Facebook saga in Tonga continues.
Yep, so the whole issue behind Tonga considering a Facebook ban has gone to another level. There's now a full-on investigation going into people insulting the royal family on Facebook. And this comes after, you know, like social media sort of, a social media spat, I would say, between supporters of the monarchy and pro-democracy groups. So basically supporters of the monarch and then supporters of the government. And there's actually a working group that's looking into how to respond to the abuse that's gone on Facebook, and police are also already investigating certain Facebook accounts or Facebook pages that were involved in some of the back and forth. And the hard thing, I think, for them is trying to get to people who have been using fake accounts or created accounts on the spot just to have their say. But they could be charged with defamation or treason. Yeah.
Wow. Your thoughts on this?
I don't know. It all seems a little bit complex. And because I'm not fully informed with what's going on, So I can't really make a judgment on this. But just looking into like making a fake Facebook account to make a tax online, I don't fully support that. So I think that's like, you're a coward if you have to make a Facebook account and have your piece said. Just like, what, keyboard warrior, just say it straight.
There was the incident with the Samoan blogger, I think King Faipopo, who was arrested in February earlier this year. Obviously, he wasn't shy about his views on the Prime Minister, but then he got arrested. Then this whole thing about, you know, freedom of speech.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I was thinking about, like, because in like some of our Pacific Island cultures, like it'll be wrong for you to speak up if like,
I'd say all.
Yeah. So it'll be wrong for you to speak up if it's like if you don't have a position of influence, or if you're like, you know, who are you to say that, blah blah blah. So like I do get some like why some people may make a fake account just to have their opinion said without being attacked for it. But I think that says more about our culture, and the way we practice freedom of speech more than anything else. But you know, just the whole, if you've got to make a fake Facebook account to attack people online, then you're a coward, and I'm gonna wear that.
Okay, you wear that and own your truth, but do it in a respectful manner, I think.